Holy Week Superstitions in the Philippines and Pangkantra. Superstitions are beliefs or practices that are not based on reason or scientific evidence but are instead attributed to supernatural causes. In the Philippines, superstitions are deeply ingrained in the culture and are often tied to religious beliefs and traditions. From Holy Week superstitions to love and relationship beliefs, pregnancy and childbirth practices, and death and funeral rituals, Filipinos have a rich and diverse array of superstitious beliefs that shape their daily lives. Here are 10 Philippine superstitions that are commonly observed during Holy Week. Refrain from taking a bath on Good Friday. It is believed that doing so may wash away the blessings that one has received during the week. Avoid loud noises and boisterous activities during Holy Thursday and Good Friday. It is believed that doing so may offend the spirits and attract bad luck. Do not eat meat during Holy Week, especially on Good Friday. It is believed that eating meat on this day will bring bad luck and misfortune. Avoid going on a long journey during Holy Week. It is believed that doing so may lead to accidents and other mishaps. Do not hang clothes outside to dry during Holy Week. It is believed that doing so may invite bad luck and misfortune. Do not engage in any form of gambling or betting during Holy Week. It is believed that doing so may bring bad luck and misfortune. Do not engage in any form of romantic activity during Holy Week. It is believed that doing so may lead to heartbreak and misfortune. Do not cut your nails during Holy Week. It is believed that doing so may attract bad luck and misfortune. Refrain from fighting or arguing with others during Holy Week. It is believed that doing so may lead to bad luck and misfortune. Do not go swimming during Holy Week. It is believed that doing so may invite bad luck and misfortune. Why do people believe in superstitions? Belief in superstitions has been a part of human history for centuries, and people from all walks of life have subscribed to various beliefs and practices in order to bring good luck or avoid bad luck. Superstitions can take many forms, from wearing lucky charms to avoiding certain actions or behaviors. But why do people believe in superstitions? What motivates us to follow these beliefs, even when there is no rational or scientific basis for them? One explanation is that superstitions provide a sense of control and security in uncertain or unpredictable situations. By following certain rituals or practices, people may feel that they have some control over their lives and can ward off potential misfortunes. This sense of control can be particularly comforting in situations where there is a lot of uncertainty, such as illness, death, or financial difficulties. Another explanation is that superstitions are often tied to cultural or religious beliefs, and people may follow them simply because they are a part of their cultural identity. Superstitions can be passed down from generation to generation and become deeply ingrained in a community's traditions and practices. Confirmation bias is another factor that can contribute to belief in superstitions. People tend to remember events that confirm their beliefs and ignore or discount events that contradict them. This can lead people to attribute good luck or bad luck to superstitions, even when there may be no logical or scientific explanation for it. Ultimately, belief in superstitions is a complex phenomenon that is influenced by a variety of factors, including culture, psychology, and personal experiences. While some may view superstitions as irrational or unscientific, they continue to be a part of human culture and are likely to persist for many years to come. People believe in superstitions for a variety of reasons. Here are some possible explanations. Tradition and culture. Superstitions are often passed down from generation to generation as part of a culture or tradition. People may believe in them simply because they have grown up with them and they are a part of their cultural identity. Fear of the unknown. Superstitions often deal with events or circumstances that are difficult to explain or understand, such as illness, death, or luck. People may turn to superstitions as a way to cope with the unknown and feel a sense of control over their lives. Confirmation bias. People tend to remember and give more weight to events that confirm their beliefs, while discounting or ignoring events that contradict them. This can lead people to believe in superstitions even if there is no logical or scientific basis for them. Psychological comfort. Believing in superstitions can provide a sense of comfort or security, even if it is only temporary. People may feel that following certain rituals or practices will protect them from harm or bring them good luck. Personal experiences. Some people may have had experiences that they attribute to superstitions, such as wearing a lucky charm and then having a successful day. These experiences can reinforce belief in superstitions, even if they are not scientifically verifiable. Overall, belief in superstitions can be a complex and multifaceted phenomenon, influenced by a variety of cultural, psychological, and personal factors. Pangkantra is a superstition. If you don't believe in Holy Week superstitions or would like to avoid them, here are some ways to contra or counteract them. Take a bath or shower during Holy Week if you need to. Good hygiene practices are important for personal health and well-being. Eat meat if you want to, especially if you have dietary restrictions or preferences. It is not necessary to follow religious dietary restrictions if you do not subscribe to them. Travel if you need to, but do so safely and responsibly. There is no evidence that travel during Holy Week is inherently more dangerous than at other times of the year. Hang your clothes outside to dry if you prefer, but be mindful of the weather conditions and take appropriate precautions. Engage in activities that you enjoy and that bring you fulfillment, whether they involve gambling, romantic relationships, physical activity, or other pursuits. Trust in your own judgment and decisions. Fact versus myth. Superstition in Tagalog. Superstition in Tagalog is pamahiin. Ito ay mga paniniwalaan na hindi naman sinusuportahan ng siya o katwiran, ngunit pinaniniwalaan pa rin ng mga tao. Halimbawa na lang ang pag-iwas sa mga itim na pusa o ang paniniwala na ang paghahanda ng sanggol ay hindi dapat ipinagmamalaki sa publiko. Kahit na walang basehan sa katwiran o siya, marami pa rin ang naniniwala sa mga pamahiin dahil sa pag-asa na magdudulot ito ng swerte o kaligtasan. Kaya naman kahit gaano pa kahimak o kahalata ang ilan sa mga pamahiin, tuloy pa rin ang paniniwala ng karamihan sa mga ito. Pero tandaan natin, hindi dapat natin basta-basta pinaniniwalaan ang lahat ng pamahiin. Hindi porket sinabi ng iba na bawal magtanim ng halaman tuwing gabi ay toto na agad ito. Kaya kung sakaling may sumabayan sa iyo na isang pamahiin na hindi mo pinaniniwalaan, huwag kang mag-alala. I-check mo muna kung may batayan ito sa katwiran at hindi basta-basta naniniwala lang ang ibang tao dahil sa kahitanong katahalanan. So huli, okay lang naman na magkaruning pamahiin, basta't wag lang natin itong bigyan ng sobrang halaga at kontrolin ang ating mga desisyon sa buhay. Kung sakaling nagawa mo na lahat ng pamahiin pero wala pa ring nangyari, huwag kang mag-alala. Hindi ka nag-isa, may mga tong hindi rin naniniwala sa pamahiin pero malakas pa rin ang swerte sa buhay. Ultimately, it is up to each individual to decide whether or not to believe in and follow Holy Week superstitions. If you do not believe in them, there is no need to follow them, but it is important to respect the beliefs and practices of others. Some people still do practice some of these beliefs. In conclusion, people believe in superstitions for a variety of reasons, whether it's to feel a sense of control over their lives or to adhere to cultural and religious traditions. But let's be real, some superstitions can be downright silly. I mean, who hasn't avoided stepping on a crack in the sidewalk or knocked on wood just in case? Of course, there's nothing wrong with believing in superstitions if it brings a little bit of joy or comfort into your life. As long as you don't take them too seriously or let them rule your every move, it's all in good fun. So, the next time you catch yourself throwing salt over your shoulder or carrying a rabbit's foot, just remember that it's all a part of our human nature to seek out a little bit of luck and protection. Who knows, maybe it'll even work. But if not, at least you'll have a good story to tell.